Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. I always forget, now that I'm back to doing this semi-regularly, that I don't have any intro music anymore. I used to have intro music. Welcome to the program. I'm Amy Yancey from Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And today we're going to talk about spiritual practice, prayer, self-work, for ambitious people. And really where this came from was a need for efficiency with my spiritual practice and self-work in my own life. And so I'll tell you where this is going. So I am actively rebuilding my client base. And so I've been a worldwide coach, meaning I've worked with people all over the world, and I thought recently, I should work with people in Oakland. So, and I thought, wow, one of the perks of working with people in Oakland is that, you know, I can meet up with my clients. I'll still work with them by phone, but maybe, oh, we'll meet for a meal or coffee or a drink. And I thought, that would be great. And I can do that in the evening after my sessions. And then I thought immediately after that, well, when am I going to write? So in case you're new to me, I'm an intuitive coach. I work one-on-one with people, ambitious, brilliant people. And in addition to that, I also own a publishing business. I self-publish romance novels. And so I thought, well, I won't have any time to write if I'm socializing with my clients. And I thought, well, I get up very early, and the goal is always to write in the morning, but I'll start my spiritual practice and my self-work, and next thing I know, 3 hours has passed. And I never intended to be this type of spiritual worker. I know before I started this, I would listen to Deepak and Wayne Dyer talk about their spiritual practice, and they're like, yeah, I spend 3 hours, 2 hours in the morning in deep meditation. And, at that time I was a recruiter and on my way to work listening to whatever I was listening to, and I was like, when do you have 2 hours? And so before I knew it, I found that I was doing the same thing. They are highly evolved people, as am I, and they were probably doing what was best for them. But I don't need 3 hours of spiritual work every day. And so I thought, okay, I want to write in the morning so that I can have, be able to go out with my clients and be fully self-expressed, because that is the key of prayer, spiritual work, spiritual practice, is to help you be the best version of yourself. And so for me, 3 hours in the morning isn't the best version of myself when I have a novel that needs to be released next month. So I thought, let me, I'm not the only one that's probably feeling that. Let me put a show together to help. So step one, keep it simple. And as I was preparing my show notes, the first thing I thought of was the Prayer of Jabez. It's a little book. It was really circulating in the 90s. And very simple prayer, bless me. That's it. And so if you can start to work that prayer into your morning, you will find that you will feel greater levels of clarity, your mood will be better, you'll feel a greater sense of inner peace. You'll realize that everything's working for the greater good. You'll focus on the big picture instead of that little minute problem. Bless me. And you can run through everybody in your life. You can run through the planet. Bless the planet. Bless my mom. Bless my friends. Bless my partner. Just run it through. And you can do it in the shower. You can do it before you even get up in the morning. Just keep it simple. Little prayers are all you need. God hears you. Spirit hears you. The universe hears you. The divine hears you. However way you want to label it, you are being heard as long as you pray it. And sometimes we get so busy in our day-to-day life and accomplishing goal after goal and going for it that we forget that just those little moments help us to more efficiently do what we came to this planet to do. So just bless me. Bless my project. Bless everyone I'm working with, bless my home, bless my landlord, bless my ex-husband, bless my clients, bless my work, bless me to be fully self-expressed, whatever it is, just pray it. And I'll give you a minute here, and I'll take a breath and hold some space for you just to run through. If you're listening to this on your commute, just run through your bless me list. Yeah, it's that easy. Just bless me, bless me. Okay, next, do it first thing in the morning. I'm a true intuitive. That is my gift. I read energy. And when I do my spiritual practice in the morning, immediately I will start to get downloads. Think of it this way. Prayer, spiritual practice, it's your way of connecting, right? And if in that connection, spirit will communicate with you through your intuition, through synchronicity, through little insights that pop in your mind, feelings that you get, hearing a song on the radio that reminds you of something that leads you to the next step. That is your intuition. So when you do it in the morning, you're setting yourself up to be in that intuitive space to consistently receive information throughout your day. Now, you don't have to do it in the morning, but I have found that that's when the mind is most clear and most light and most open and receptive, and you can really welcome in whatever intuitive information that you need for the day and then take action on it. You will hear me say that often. Intuition is only as effective as our ability to take action on it, because we don't get the full picture. We get a little snippet, and we take that action, and then we take another action, and then we get another snippet, and we take another action. And before we know it, we can look back at our journey and see exactly how far we've come. But in the midst of it, you're not connecting all of those dots. So be willing to take action on the intuitive information that you receive. Next, use gratitude as a form of prayer. And this is affirmative prayer, and it's praying as if it's already happened. So say you're in the middle of launching a product. Thank you for my beautiful launch. Thank you for the success and the high sales around my product. Thank you for all the wonderful people that I worked with in that process. Thank you for the good health I experienced during my launch. Pray as if it's already happened using gratitude. So it's very simple, and I struggled with affirmative prayer for a long time. I wanted to complicate it, but really it's just starting with thank you for what you want to happen in the future. Now, let's move on to self-work, things that you can do, really bite-sized way to do things to heal yourself, heal your mind, and heal the subconscious. So one of the activities I recommend for my clients is to do a fear dump first thing in the morning. And the way you do a fear dump is you take a piece of paper or toilet paper even, and I'll tell you why, and you write down all your fears. And I want you to write down the craziest fears that pop up in your mind. Stuff that even doesn't make any sense. I was doing a fear dump this morning, and the word idiot came up. I don't use the word idiot in my day-to-day speech, so I know it's programmed in my subconscious mind somewhere, and it's running in the background. So to clear that out, you do these fear dumps. Just let it fly. What is getting in the way of me believing what I can have, what I want, or what's getting in the way of me accomplishing that goal, or what's getting in the way of me being fully self-expressed? And just dump, 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 fear, fear, dump. Don't spend any more than 5 minutes on this. And now, if you do it on toilet paper, what makes it really efficient, and buy good toilet paper. I will say the more natural toilet paper is not as effective for doing this, but some Charmin is great, and you get a pen or a marker, and it doesn't even have to be complete sentences. It can be just words, and you dump it all down on this piece of toilet paper and flush it down the toilet. That is submerging it in water. Submerging something in water clears the energy and releases it for your highest and greatest good. And tie in a prayer to that as it's flushing down the toilet. Say, I now release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. Now, if you do it on paper, if you're feeling ambitious, you can rip it up in really small pieces and flush it down the toilet, or you can get a cup and fill it with water, put the pieces of paper in there. That's also submerging it in water, clearing the energy, and throw it away. Or you can burn that piece of paper. I've done it all ways. Right now, what's most efficient for my life is the toilet paper. Good toilet paper, take 5 minutes, do a fear dump, do it every day. Boom. And then your mind is clear to do what you need it to do. And then lastly, on spiritual practice, self-work, listen while you work. We live in a beautiful, beautiful time in our planet, and there is so much technology available to us. Use it in your spiritual practice and self-work. So there are tons of MP3s and audio recordings and videos available to you. Play something at a low volume while you're working or completing a task. So an example of this, I let my dishes pile up and then I do them at the end of the week or somewhere within a week. And so I have been playing an audiobook. I've been listening to Jen Sincero's You Are a Badass at Making Money. And so I'm reprogramming my subconscious mind. I'm doing my self-work while I'm completing another task. Why? A, it's efficient use of time. B, it's multitasking, but in I think the healthiest way. But more so, when you are focused on a task, your subconscious mind can kind of just float, right? And so it's a way of disengaging from the situation, so your subconscious mind can be reprogrammed in the process. I do this with affirmations as well. I put them on at a low volume while I'm working. And there are so many gorgeous recordings out now, particularly over the last decade. I've been in the game a long time. When I first started, I had to go into Barnes & Noble, it was Borders, in Mission Bay in San Francisco, and buy a CD of Louise Hay affirmations and play that. And I would play it while I was in the bath, or I'd play it while I was doing chores, or I don't even think I could load it to my phone at that time. And so now there's so much available to you, YouTube even. I was working on a task yesterday, and I realized, I'm having some blocks around a particular issue. I'll tell you, I am not enough. That is my limiting belief for this lifetime that I work on every single day. And so it's like I was feeling the effects of that subconscious limiting belief. And so I was like, let me see if there's something on YouTube. I don't want to stop in the middle of what I'm doing and do a big spiritual practice on it. Let me see if there's something on YouTube. Discovered a beautiful mantra, live, chanting, affirmation, meditation that this man had done. It was a hodgepodge of things, but it was so perfect. And I could continue to work and heal myself while I'm working. So utilize all of the technologies available to you and definitely listen to affirmations, some meditations, while you're doing other tasks. There are some meditations that you need to be still and really soak in. But a lot of them, you can still be in motion. I do think that there is great value in doing a moving meditation. And so you can still be working and still be accomplishing your goals while healing yourself at the same time. And this isn't, multitasking for the sake of multitasking. There is actually a purpose in it. As I've said, it allows the subconscious mind to be healed without you having to engage it. It's quite miraculous the way it works. And the benefits of spiritual practice, again, is the clarity that it offers you, the focus that it offers you, the knowing that you are connected. It helps you be more compassionate. It helps you be more gracious. It helps you be more self-actualized. These are the benefits of spiritual practice. And so work them into your day-to-day life. You don't have to do a three-hour meditation. You don't have to do 3 hours of journaling. If you need to, do so. But I have been in this game a long time, and yes, there were times when it was appropriate for me. Last year, as I was going through my divorce and transition and you know, starting a second business, I needed some longer form spiritual work. Now, not so much. And so just pint-size it down, keep it simple, and know that God hears you. As long as you pray your prayer, it's being heard and it's being answered, and you can go about your day. I think that's often what scares people when they, particularly busy people, when they hear, oh, spiritual work or spiritual practice, oh, I have to go to a church and I have to spend multiple hours there. If that's where you're being led, by all means, go. I grew up in the black church, a small black church in L.A., and I mean, Sunday, you go in at 9, you don't leave until 1. And I mean, that's a lot of time, and I wanted to go to brunch. And so eventually my family started to leave early so we could go to brunch, because that is being fully self-expressed. You can have your spiritual practice, and you can have your family time, you can have your play time, you can have your joy, all at the same time. And just by pint-sizing it down, giving it a place in your life, and keeping it in perspective. So while I have you, let me tell you what I do. I'm an intuitive coach. I work with ambitious, centered, driven visionaries, entrepreneurs, creatives, leaders, shining lights. And I give them a safe space to discuss things like their spiritual practice. Maybe they're ready to change something up and they're not sure what, and we can have a discussion about that. Maybe they just need to do a fear dump and not have someone poo-poo their fears. And that's often what happens when we are, you know, we're around the people that love us. They see our ambition, they see our drive, and they want the best for us. And so even when we're having some doubts and some fears and some worries, they'll immediately say, oh, no, you're going to do great. No, you're going to do great. But we need to look at them. We need to look at the worries, the fears, and the doubts, because then they will no longer have power over us. Awareness makes you magical. And when you know what's running in the background, what's in your subconscious mind, you can have mastery over it and then proceed with clarity and focus and the same drive and the same ambition to accomplish your goals. And so what I do is I provide a safe space for ambitious folks to have these discussions. You get my 20, 30 years of intuition. I do read energy. I can give you insight. Oh, I'm picking this up. But more so, I like to think of myself as your greatest champion. I am a highly trained coach. I've been doing this a long time. When I give you a pep talk, I mean it. And it's to the heart. And it's flowing from the divine through me. And I make it efficient and easy for you to stay focused, to stay grounded, to stay clear, so you can do all the brilliant, amazing work you came to the planet to do. So if that interests you, check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I work with people in 3-month packages. I've also launched a money mastery program to help individuals clear their limiting beliefs around money and really go for it and reduce fear and anxiety and worry around finances so that you can approach it from a really soulful, fully expressed place and live an abundant life. Now, I want to pull some cards for you, and let's see. Of course, I did not pull out the card deck, so let's get a card deck. And I'll do a 2-card spread. It's what I've been doing at the end of podcasts. The first card will be prescriptive. And this message is not limited by time. So even if you're listening to this 5 years from now, this message is for you. And it's for everyone listening to this show. So let's take a deep breath. And if you do have a particular question in mind, just bring it to the forefront. And we always start with, what do I need to know? What do I need to know? So the first card is prescriptive. It's what you need to do, maybe what you need to heal, a shift that needs to be made. And then the second card is outcome or predictive. But really I like to think of it as the energy you can expect, the energy you can expect. So the first card is wait. And the second card is synchronicity. So let's start with the prescriptive card of wait. This message is about patience. So as the card's written, it says, don't rush into action right now. Bide your time for better results. I've worked with this deck extensively, and I know when this comes up, it says you just need to be a little more patient. There's some additional information you need. There's some people that need to be ready. If you push right now, you're going to miss something. And so for some people, you might need to go home and sit on the couch and literally just wait. For others, it might just recognize, hey, I know I'm ready, but I know that things are happening in divine perfect timing, and God's clock is usually not my clock. You know, God is always on time, but never on our time frame. So this is one of those messages. It's working out. The action to take right now is to be patient. Ask yourself if there's any additional information that you need, any other wisdom that you need, any pieces to the puzzle that you might be leaving behind. My spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying this is this particular reading. They're calling your attention to maybe there's a task that you keep saying I'm going to get to once I get there. I did a show about this, about back burner tasks. You know, we put things on the back burner. And my spirit guides are showing me this card is in reference to that. Look at maybe some things you keep saying, okay, I'll do that later, and make this your time to get it done, and then you will see the manifestation of your desire. Now, predictively, synchronicities are going to be the key to your answered prayers. And synchronicities are, they show up, you know, most people think of them as chance or accidental or serendipitous, or no, they're all the way in which the universe and God and spirit communicate with us. And so things that seem accidental, things that seem out of the blue, they are not. Connect those dots. And sometimes it might just be a sign. You know, I was standing somewhere and I was working on something, and I left and I was in line waiting to get some food, and this little girl has had a shirt on, and the words on the shirt were exactly what I was working on, and I knew that synchronistic moment was Spirit's way of communicating with me and saying, keep going, keep going, keep going. So your prayers and questions are being answered by synchronistic events. Notice them in order to increase their flow. Just like the intuition, I said you have to take action and then your intuition will get stronger. You act on it and then it'll give you another little piece. You act on it and then it becomes very, very sharp. Same with synchronicities. If you want more synchronicities in your life, just acknowledge them and say, I see you. Thank you, Spirit. I get it. Or things that just show up. I was speaking with a client and she was doing some research on something, and she stumbled upon an article, and she's like, Amy, now I know what you're talking about. When you say synchronicities, that's exactly the piece of information I needed, and I wouldn't have found it unless I was open and receptive. So again, the prescriptive, wait, be patient, take care of some back burner tasks. It's all working out for your greater good. You don't need to push or rush. It's all good. And then the way it's going to be all good is through synchronicities and trusting those synchronicities and looking at the connection between those signs and symbols that are showing up in your life. Listen, you deserve to have everything that you want. I'll say that to you again. You deserve to have everything that you want. All you have to do is be open and receptive to it. And sometimes that the ability to be open is limited by our mind, our subconscious mind. So look at those limiting beliefs, look at those fears, look at those doubts, look at those worries. have a dialogue with spirit about them, do a fear dump, pray about it, and then get going. The planet needs you right now. More than ever, the planet needs you. And I don't think Kanye needs to be the only one making a lot of noise right now. It's very interesting. I was out, and I don't watch a lot of media or pop culture. And so I was out with friends, and everybody in the bar on the patio was talking about something Kanye had said. And I was like, what did he say? And I think all of those people who were talking about Kanye, they were talking about it, and it was bringing things out for them, right? Now it's our time to have dialogues and bring things up and share our truth and our wisdom. I'm not putting him down. I don't agree with what was said or what I've heard he said. But I do think that this is the time where more of us need to broadcast our truth and our message and do the work we came to this planet to do, even if your job is owning a little coffee shop. Make that the most beautiful cup of coffee because it touches lives, it raises the vibration of the planet, and it makes people happy. So until next time, thank you for hanging out with me. Again, you can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Take care.